Welcome to the April 9th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, Cisco makes some moves, and the branch office becomes a thorny issue. I'm site editor Colin Steele.
And I'm assistant editor Keith Kessinger.
In our top story, Cisco Systems has launched a new version of its unified computing system. The UCS debuted last year. The appliance combines virtualization, management software, and networking and server hardware. Cisco says its new UCS offers 4 times the bandwidth, 4 times the computing capacity, 50% more cores, and 50% more fiber channel bandwidth than its predecessor. But many users and solutions providers say the UCS isn't easy to integrate into their existing data centers. And that's making the UCS a tough sell, according to our sister site, searchitchannel.com. Cisco stresses that the UCS was designed for old and new data centers alike, but execs do acknowledge the perception that's out there in the market and the need to address it. In other Cisco news, the company is also addressing complaints about its Nexus 1000V virtual switch, according to searchnetworking.com. The problem is, the Nexus 1000V runs as a virtual machine, and most admins like their switches to be physical appliances. So Cisco has responded with its Nexus 1010 virtual services appliance. The device plugs into a physical network switch and runs the Nexus 1000V's Virtual Supervisor Module software. Cisco says the device will make the VSM more reliable when it comes to managing the virtual Ethernet modules on host servers. We'll be right back.
Attention, IT managers. It doesn't matter if you're just getting into virtualization or if your entire business has been virtualized for years. SearchServerVirtualization.com has all the resources you need to get the most out of this rapidly growing technology. Our tips come from some of the most respected experts in the field, and our experienced news staff and bloggers will keep you up to date on the latest developments in the market. Get all of this and more at SearchServerVirtualization.com.
Welcome back. Seasoned IT managers are virtualizing branch offices to reduce the number of servers in locations that lack a large IT staff. Even though virtualization is a straightforward process, questions still linger about the best way to virtualize branch offices and which platform to choose. IT architects are approaching this conundrum in several ways. One option is to build out an existing infrastructure, but depending on your budget, you may need to make trade-offs when it comes to servers, network storage, and licensing. Another tactic is to use WAN optimization and caching technologies from third-party vendors. This setup allows data and applications that are hosted at branch offices to be centralized in a data center and accessed over a WAN. But today's multi-core high-performance processors are more than capable of running just WAN optimization. There are virtual appliances from vendors such as Riverbed Services Platform and Bluecoat that allow you to run WAN optimization caching technologies as virtual appliances, which can run on any generic virtualization host. Ultimately, when it comes to extending virtualization projects to remote offices, the best model depends on your company's business model, budget, and existing infrastructure. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I'm Keith Kessinger.
I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.